Welcome to 2 Minute Drill presented by University Hospitals. Mike Pettine today addressed the media and had some good news updating the injuries of Carlos Dansby and Jabal Sheard.
We're not in a position, I think, to rule anybody out at this point. We did get a second opinion on Jabal. That was a little more encouraging, so we'll know here within the next day or so what his availability will be. It still might be an issue where he's down for a little bit, but we weren't going to make the decision to go ahead and put him on IR until we had heard from this other opinion, and the news was fairly favorable. And then Carlos, I know he's working as hard as he can, but we'll know more as the week goes on.
Nothing like good news around here, and I actually had the opportunity to catch up with Carlos Dansby and talk to the Warrior about the possibility that he could play this Sunday.
Man, it means everything to go to war with these guys. You know what I'm saying? This locker room, it means the world to me. You know, they got my back. I definitely got theirs. And not only are they counting on me, their families are counting on me to be 100%. So I'm doing everything I can to get out there now and make sure I do my part.
You got to have somebody who has that much heart and that much commitment to the team, and that certainly is a good thing. But you know what else is a good thing? The return of Josh Gordon. That's right, the NFL's leading receiver from a year ago returned to practice today, and I spoke with him about his excitement for getting back on the field and back in the mix with the Browns.
It was great. Great to be in the environment again and around the team and the coaches and get going and get some routes under my belt and knock off the rust.
So all in all, a good day here in Berea as the Browns prepare to take on the Falcons. This has been the 2 Minute Drill presented by University Hospitals.